I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Governor of California should hold people accountable who break the laws of California, specifically including ICE agents and the people who send them to racially profile, which is illegal, and use violence against Californians, which is illegal. And it should go up the chain to the supervisors, right up to Stephen Miller. If he's sending people to racially profile and hurt Californians or kill Californians, he should be held liable. It is not legal for federal agents to come to California and break the law. It is absolutely critical that California's governor does stand up for everyone in California. That in fact, ICE to me is a criminal operation. I've said all along, we should abolish ICE. It's breaking the law. It is coming here deliberately to break the law.
And there you have a California gubernatorial candidate, Tom Steyer, multi-billionaire, who is leading the other Democrats in the race to be California governor. And he says, ICE is breaking the law. We cannot allow anyone to break the law. You break the law in California because you are a so-called sanctuary state, providing haven and protection for illegals. Mark that word, illegals, who came into our country under the Joe Biden open border policy and before and since. And Tom Steyer says all this blame should be placed upon the Trump administration. Well, of course they're going to do that. Come on. If I had offered you a free popsicle or an ice cream, if you could come up with who they're going to blame, I would be broke trying to provide all of you listeners popsicles, ice cream, whatever. They know nothing else at this point. They're flailing in the wind. Nothing they're doing is working. And a perfect example is what happened in Indiana last night. Candidates endorsed by Trump had a sweep of Indiana congressional races. Even to the extent where Politico said, a leftist-leaning publication said, headline, Trump, with this win, has a grip on the GOP party. Boy, they don't like saying that. But it's hard to admit. And yet, you can't deny it. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble. Facebook and Twitter as well, available. And everything goes up as a podcast later at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can subscribe, by the way, to LarryConnorsUSA.com, and we will send the program to you automatically. Doesn't cost you anything, and certainly we're not going to take any information from you we don't need, minimum information, and whatever information you give us, we do not sell to anyone else. And reminding you, your cell phone is your radio. Download our free Newstalk STL app. Go to your favorite app store, whichever you prefer. Look for Newstalk STL. Download it free on your phone. And then when you open it up, whatever we have on the air at that moment, you'll be hearing, which is right now. Well, guess what? Hello there. Larry Connors here for Larry Connors USA. You open it at another hour, you're going to hear one of our other great hosts and programs. With Newstalk STL, we're here for you. 5 years now. 5 years. We didn't even exist prior to that time. But through the vision of our local owners, Joe Rush and Jeff Allen, and with the support of their founding group, we not only launched this rocket, we're riding high with it. we're overtaking talk radio in the St. Louis area. Glad to have you on board. Reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave this hour, as you do every hour, with more information than you have right now. I promise you that. And later in this hour, FEMA sphere. What is that? Well, that is lib women trying to manipulate men in a different way now. Are they succeeding? We'll take a look at that coming up later with our guest. And again, when it comes to any problems in our nation, blame Trump, blame Trump, blame Trump. And in fact, if you're looking at some of the latest labor report numbers that are out, these numbers, I don't think they're even going to mention Trump's name. But American businesses ramped up hiring last month by the most in more than a year. Private payroll sectors, not government jobs. Private payrolls climbed 109,000. Construction adding 10,000. Manufacturing 2,000. Natural resources, it'd be oil, gas refining and the like. And supporting businesses, 3,000. You want to blame that on Trump? Oh, they don't even want to acknowledge it. But anything is wrong, you got to blame Trump. You have to blame Trump for the California wildfires. Yeah, blame Trump. You have to blame him for anything you can find. And I want you to listen to one of the other gubernatorial candidates to be governor, Katie Porter, and what she says about all the fraud that's been uncovered.
Fraud is real. It happens. Government waste, mismanagement, failure to have audits, failure to implement government recommendations. That's why I chose to serve on the Oversight Committee and hold Democratic leadership and Republican leadership, Trump and Biden, to account for those programs. But there's nothing special about Californians. No. That is political theater coming from J.D. Vance.
No, it's not. It's not. It's documented how much issues are going on with California, in particular in L.A. We talked about that yesterday. How many hospice units exist in L.A., not just the state of California, but one out of three in the nation are based in L.A., hospice units, providing care for those dying. But they're not dying. It's all on paper. Your income is dying while they rob you. And I don't see the Democrats fighting against it. I have yet to hear Katie Porter say, we will get to the bottom of this and everyone who set up these frauds will be prosecuted. Nope, she's not saying that. But she wants you to believe that. I will go after it if you make me governor. And yes, the fraud is not just in California. Vice President Vance.
Ladies and gentlemen, people ask me, you know, I'm the leader of the fraud task force in Washington. And people have asked me, is that a hard job? And I say, well, let me think. Finding fraud in the federal government, it's kind of like fishing in a barrel with dynamite. Every week, I get a report from the task force. You know, we have our weekly meeting, and I am shocked every single day by the things that we find. Just one of the all-stars on our fraud task force is our great Agriculture Secretary, Brooke Robbins. And Brooke has found out that we've got 355,000 people on SNAP benefits receiving double benefits, that we've got 186,000 dead people getting SNAP benefits, 186,000 dead Americans getting food stamps right now. Now, I know the fake news media is going to say that the big headline from this speech is J.D. Vance proposes that we take away food stamps. That's what they're going to say. I actually think that we should take food stamps away from dead people. I'm guilty of that. I think that's a reasonable thing.
Yes. I don't think the dead people need the food stamps. And the FBI just raided the office of a powerful Virginia Democrat lawmaker, an ally of Virginia Governor Spanberger, part of a federal corruption and illegal marijuana sale probe. Longtime state senator in Virginia, Senator Louise Lucas, a major power broker who campaigned for Spanberger, now the center of a major FBI corruption probe. Search warrant signed off by a federal judge, and they're looking for not just cannabis connections, but the money and where it went and who got it. The fraud is rampant. It's not the first firestorm she's faced. In addition to serving as the Virginia Senate President Pro Tem, she's also been co-chair of a cannabis business. Well, there's glove in hand. Give me what's in the till. I have a business. And I'm a state senator. But again, if you're looking for someone to blame, Minnesota Governor Wall said, don't look to us and our state and what we're doing. Look to Donald Trump.
The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, said, no one has ever been more dangerous to this country than Donald Trump, and he is a fascist to his core. Let that sink in, and don't be a damn bit afraid of saying it, because that's exactly who he is.
Yeah, he's a fascist to his core. Is that kind of language that would encourage folks to go out and try to assassinate Trump? I say yes. I say yes. But Illinois Governor Pritzker says all the most recent violence we've seen in this nation, which I guess he's forgetting the attempted assassinations of Trump, three of them now, he wants to blame on Trump himself.
Look, our leaders set the tone in this country, and I think that the President of the United States has set a tone where political violence is okay. He's advocated it himself before. It's a terrible thing. He's experienced
the target of it too.
He's been, that's what I'm saying. He's experienced the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta stand up against this. We need to be speaking out against political violence. I'm a big believer in it's okay to disagree but not be disagreeable.
But you are not calling out Governor Walz, referring to General Milley saying that Trump is a threat to the nation. And you yourself have said that. And you yourself have said he's a Hitler. Give me one fact, that links Trump to Hitler and what Hitler did in exterminating 6 million Jews. One fact. And Pritzker is Jewish. You didn't know that? Yeah, he is. And he claims that, well, I've always been a defender of people of color. Jews are of various colors, Governor. You know that. And I've yet to hear you speak out against anti-Semitism in your own state. You pin down leftists and you press them. Give me a fact. They break and run. A perfect example. California candidate Porter again, who got upset that an interviewer wouldn't play nice.
We've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with them?
No, nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms.
And we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative
reporter.
I have never
had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to have a conversation with
to end an interview.
Okay, but every other candidate has done this.
I'm running for governor because I'm a leader. So I am going to make...
So you're not
going
to answer questions from reporters?
She's not going to answer a follow-up question. Katie Porter took off her microphone and abandoned the set. You're not following the script. You're not following all these questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want to ask follow-up questions. We'll never get through my list. You don't do the damn interview. You are the subject. You are not using someone, in this case, as a propaganda arm. The legitimate press is not, should not be, will never even consider, except for the far left, being a propaganda arm of anyone they're interviewing. Listen, I've had bad stuff written about me and said about me. Oh, I know. How dare they? But the bottom line is, whoever was writing or reporting on me was not my public relations agent. There were, quote, journalists writing and stating what they believed or wanted. Now, if I had written the story, it'd been entirely different. I would always look outstanding, legendary, above reproach. But I have flaws. Yep, I do. God knows I'm a sinner, and I know that I'm a sinner, so I must have flaws. I want to point something out for me from the New York Post. With the issue over the Strait of Hormuz, the New York Post is saying, and I'm reading their opening line, California is about to face the most brutal test of the gas crisis yet, as the final ship carrying oil from the Middle East arrived in Golden State. This is the last oil tanker that got through the cruise since Iran kicked off locking everything down and we started the blockade. It arrived at the port of Long Beach with 2 million barrels of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. The West Coast is heavily reliant on fossil fuels out of the Persian Gulf because of crippling eco policies from Gavin Newsom. There are no more vessels en route at this moment, and it would take a time for them to get there. And, of course, the gas price for West Coast drivers up more than $2 more than the national average, some gas stations hitting $8. And the New York Post says California is now holding out hope President Trump's plans to have the Navy escort ships will bring some relief. Well, today the president said, we agree as part of the deal, we won't escort them through as long as Iran lets them pass. They would not be in this crisis if the California leadership would accept the fact that they've got vast oil and gas reserves available in their own state and offshore. But again, that would be turning back the clock and the threat that Al Gore had posed, another eco-climatist, that the world's going to come to an end if we don't go away from this stuff. And we have passed that threshold and that deadline numerous times. And we're more reliant on gas and oil now than before. And those hybrids are the best cross between electric and gas, but they're not going to solve everything. And neither is electric, because every electric has to be powered by gas or fuel of some type. Coming up, Femosphere. Leftist women libs trying to control and manipulate men. Not here. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beale to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I want to point this out to you very quickly. There was a the UConn women's basketball team. Let me correct that. That may not be right. I need to double check that fact before I continue. Yeah, it was a basketball game against a male practice squad that involved apparently a junior high schoolers, boys. And the boys beat the women. And for many that say that proves men are more dominant than women. I don't know that it proves that, but it still says if a UConn basketball team cannot beat the boys' junior varsity or whatever it was, there is an issue. And yet we've got the leftist radical women claiming in an irrational rage that men are the issue. Joining us is Ed Bartlett, founder of SAVE. That's an organization focused on fairness and due process on college campuses. Ed, welcome aboard.
Hey, great to chat with you again, Larry.
Yeah, we're getting a little background noise here. I don't know what you're doing, but stop it. Okay. Let's.
Okay, I'll stop chewing my tobacco then.
Okay. We're looking at an issue that has been raised that during a what is some are calling a Femosphere website reference female dating strategy featuring on demeaning men in any way possible. Give me your take on just that to begin with.
Well, Larry, if I may, let me put this in a little bit of perspective.
Okay.
There's a survey that's done every year. It's called the General Social Survey. It's done by the National Opinion Research Group in Chicago, and they track the level of happiness in the U.S. population. So when you look at their graph, you know, it kind of did the normal shark's tooth up and down for like 20 years. But then in 2018, something radical happened and the happiness index fell off the cliff, literally fell off the cliff. It's so stunning to see that. And the female happiness fell faster and farther than the male, but they both fell pretty hard and swift. So whatever happened in 2018, and I have my theories, I think that marked an event that has driven all kinds of wedges between the sexes. So now we have something called the Femosphere, and the Femosphere is the online home of women who have basically repudiated the concept of gender equality. They've repudiated respect for men, and they have no notion of a fulfilling marital relationship. It is almost incomprehensible, but look it up, Femosphere, It is really shocking.
You brought up several issues, but I want to go back to the door you led us to, and that is, you have your reasons and your beliefs as to why those numbers suddenly took that turn and down in particular for women. And you have your, you said you have your suspicions. Well, what are they? Ed? Well, when I told Ed, I had told him to stop that background noise. I didn't mean get off the radio and get off the phone. We lost the connection. We're reestablishing, and we'll get Ed Bartlett back. He is the founder of SAVE. That's an organization focused on fairness and due process on college campus. Ed, we got you back. You led us to the door a moment ago when you're talking about that survey, and you saw it fall off the cliff in some areas, and you said you have your suspicions as to why. Open the door. What is that?
My suspicions are the event that is most glaring is that's the year everybody went out and bought cell phones, and the internet became sort of part of people's daily life, and people were, you know, more involved with their cell phones than they were with people. So that is my theory. What has happened? Again, 2018, the happiness index fell off the cliff.
Well, I don't know that I can disagree with you, but let's also talk about the Gloria Steinem push for feminism compared to what we're seeing now. What's the difference?
Well, Gloria, 10, 20, 30 years ago, feminism was at least a name, was associated with gender equality, meaning equal opportunities, equal rights, etc. Now, with the Femisphere, they make no pretense, no claim at all about gender equality. There's one website called Female Dating Strategy, and they have posts that men have no clue why women even bother. That's just one article of many on this Female Dating Strategy website. I could give you other examples.
Well, I'll give you one. They added on that, by the way. We are so much better than 99% of the male population.
And another example I'll share with you, Larry, was this a woman who did a TikTok video. She's the mother of a 5-year-old daughter, and she openly says, I'm here to teach her how to become a man-despising misandrist. And a misandrist is somebody who despises or hates men. The woman said, I told her that women are smarter than men. I told her that women are better leaders. I mean, where is the compassion in that statement?
I raised two daughters, and of course, I've always said they are independent to do their own, and they're smart women, but they were also interested in nuclear families, which they later had. And I ran a commentary just the other day about I still believe in and it's not chauvinistic, but being a gentleman. I mean, you open a door for a woman, things of this nature. And some women, when I open a door, walk through and say thank you. Some walk through and say nothing. Others look at me like, I can get the door. I know you can get the door, but I think that's what I should be doing. I believe in chivalry. Today's women, based on what I'm hearing from you, and we know this not only emotionally, but literally, physically, want to castrate men.
Yeah, I have watched the feminist movement that evolved ever since the 1960s. Do you remember the famous statement by Betty Friedan? She said, she described a comfortable suburban home as, quote, a comfortable concentration camp, right?
Yeah.
What she was doing, she was beginning the brainwashing process of pushing women out of the comfortable household and pushing them into the workplace. Well, now women are pretty miserable in the workplace, and they're now trying to figure out how to get reconnected with a spouse and have grandchildren and get rid of their cats.
And, you know, we should reemphasize, this is a slice of the women, especially the leftist progressive women. I'm not sure even many of the leftist progressive women will go this far, but vast numbers of women out there, they're thinking for themselves. They're not going to be led down this path. They're not going to be directed to hate and despise men. And they may want a family, and or they may want a female spouse. That's, if they're old enough, that's a decision. But they're not going around hating, looking to destroy men and nuclear families.
And that's a very important distinction, Larry, is that it is the liberal, white, young women. They did a survey about 5 years ago. They found that the mental health problems are rampant in that group. 56% of young liberal women had been told by a healthcare provider that they had a mental health problem. 56%. So that's just yet another, you know, dimension of this broader problem of kind of femininity falling apart.
Yeah, and that's to the harm of women in many ways.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's this, you know, this attitude that, well, they can't fulfill the feminist dream of, you know, becoming the corporate officer, or, you know, making it on the same terms as men. And so they're now trying to figure out what do I do next? And many of them are just giving up.
You're listening, and we've been listening to Ed Bartlett, founder of SAVE, an organization focused on fairness and due process on college campuses. Ed, I want to thank you for your time today.
Great to chat with you, Larry. Be in touch.
We'll do it again. By the way, the Department of Education yesterday announced an investigation into Smith College, one of the largest all-women's colleges in the U.S., for admitting transgender-identifying men in dorms, bathrooms, locker rooms. They're totally clueless, and they want to claim men. Well, men are clueless in many cases. I'll agree. I'm often clueless. Coming up, update on Iran, and Trump says we can have peace if...
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
President Trump made a major announcement overnight saying that he is pausing Project Freedom to allow negotiations with Iran to proceed. The president posting on Truth Social, quote, based on the request of Pakistan and other countries, the tremendous military success that we have had during the campaign against the country of Iran, and additionally, the fact that great progress has been made toward a complete and final agreement with representatives of Iran, we have mutually agreed that while the blockade will remain in full force and effect, Project Freedom, the movement of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, will be paused for a short period of time to see whether or not the agreement can be finalized and signed. Now, Iran's ambassador to Pakistan responded to the announcement by mocking President Trump, posting on X, once beaten, twice shy. The U.S. military remains postured across the region should negotiations with Iran not yield the desired outcome. Yesterday, from the White House, Secretary of State Marco Rubio described what the Trump administration prefers.
Operation Epic Fury is concluded. We achieved the objectives of that operation. I'm not going to, you know, we're not cheering for an additional situation to occur. We would prefer the path of peace. What the president would prefer is a deal.
Is a deal. And that remark by the Iranian prime minister, once beaten, twice shy, I know he's referring to a common phrase in our country, but it is once burned, twice shy. But he said beaten. Is he acknowledging Iran's been beaten twice? Or once even? Once beaten, twice shy? Axios, a left-leaning publication, citing several anonymous sources who claim they're familiar with all of this, say that this latest agreement contains 14 points. And, of course, as you heard in that report from Trey Yinks, Trump has tacitly endorsed the report in a Truth Social and adds that it is a big assumption that Iran would actually sign. And assuming they did, the war, the blockade of the Persian Gulf would end. He did add, if they don't agree, the bombing starts. It will be, sadly, at a much higher level and intensity than before. So, yeah, you will be beaten again. And again and again, until you understand, one, cease any effort to have nuclear weapon-making material, and two, quit controlling the Strait of Hormuz. Now, to that point, part of this agreement that Trump has offered, we will no longer use U.S. vessels, U.S. Navy, to escort ships of any type through the Hormuz Strait. We will continue the blockade at the Iranian ports. Nothing goes in or comes out. So it's still crippling the Iranian regime. There is no way that you can believe Iran at any point until they've actually either changed regime or they have made it clear that they're done. We're down for the count. Now, again, according to Axios, putting the war on, quote, a limbo footing for 30 days would give more space for the U.S. and Iranian negotiators time to conduct more in-depth talks about the exact terms of Iran surrendering its nuclear ambitions. That has to be done. Now, keep in mind, Obama signed off on Iran continuing and got other nations to join him. That was never a treaty signed by the U.S. Obama never presented it as a treaty to go before the U.S. Senate. He knew it wouldn't pass. But he was saying, this is what we would do, and I guarantee you that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon on my watch. Well, because his watch was coming to an end. And they have continued efforting to enrich uranium at weapons grade. Numerous nations around the world have uranium, and they're using it for peaceful purposes. This could really take Iran out of the rock ages. It really could. But not when their intent is to build a weapon to bomb you back into the Stone Ages. Secretary of War Hegseth.
To what remains of Iran's forces, if you attack American troops or innocent commercial shipping, you will face overwhelming and devastating American firepower. The president has been very clear about this. We prefer this to be a peaceful operation, but are locked and loaded to defend our people, our ships, our aircraft, and this mission without hesitation. To Iran, let innocent ships pass freely. These international waters belong to all nations, not to Iran to tax, toll, or control.
Point made. I love it when Hegseth and other members of the Trump administration, or Trump himself, say, we are locked and loaded. Yeah, you know, that's the opening of the Larry Connors program. Lock and load, ready on the right, I add. I didn't make that up. It came from my days of the Marine when we were on the rifle range. All up and down the range, you've got drill instructors watching how we handle our weapons. And before shooting begins, lock and load, ready on the right, ready on the left. I dropped that phrase for obvious reasons. So no, they're not mimicking and picking up my wording. It's something well before I ever started using it. But I love it for this program, and I think many of you do. But this issue with Iran and nuclear materials, there was an intel report yesterday that surfaced, according to Reuters, that says maybe we have not diminished their capacity as much as we thought. And in fact, there was a CNN follow-up that says numerous possibilities exist for Iran to have nuclear materials for weapons-grade production. This report from MS Now.
The U.S. intelligence assessment, according to three sources they cite, that say Iran has the same capability today as it did 2 months ago.
Very significant reporting, Katie, and it really undermines the narrative that we've been hearing from both the Americans and the Israelis. And look, let's be very clear about this. The number one motivation for the years of sanction against Iran, for the attacks last year by Israel, followed by Operation Midnight Hammer, plus this year's war, has always been motivated first and foremost by Iran's nuclear program and preventing Iran from having a nuclear weapon. Based on this reporting, seems to be still intact, although we don't have a sense of how badly it has been degraded. The main focus has always been, Katie, about this highly enriched uranium that Iran still has. And we've heard Pete Hegseth in the past say that it is buried under the rubble somewhere in Iran. The question is, if the Iranians do recover this or know where it is, could they potentially accelerate the desire to build a nuclear bomb with it? And that is the question that America and military planners and the Israelis have to answer, is to what extent, as you alluded to in the setup, would the United States be prepared to put in special operations forces on the ground to try to extract that highly enriched uranium? And it's a certain part of the negotiations. That is a very complex operation and certainly a very dangerous one as well.
It is very complex to follow the leftist thinking. First of all, don't mess with Iran. Leave them alone. Let them do it. Go back to the Obama theory. Let them do what they want. They promise they won't do anything bad. Right. And complain when Trump does take action. And now with this report that maybe what we did with Israel was not sufficient. So in other words, Trump's a failure. He failed. And does that suggest now they're realizing Iran should not have a nuclear weapon? No, their point is not if Iran should or should not have a nuclear weapon. Their point is being, we shouldn't be messing with them. We should go with Obama originally. Oh, well, we have already done this. All right. But did you succeed? No, you didn't. So we need to consider maybe Trump is now going to use ground troops inside Iran. Now, I've said before, and I'll repeat again, I'm not in favor of U.S. boots on the ground in mainland Iran as an invasion force, even going after this material. And if we have not successfully demolished it and made it unavailable, inaccessible, then we continue to pound it from the air, along with Israel. But again, the leftists will cry out, well, enough, you should stop. There is nothing this administration can do that will satisfy the leftist dogs. Nothing. Oh, they're going to love this. The Trump cabinet members are promising to deport many more migrants in the next year. But they're going to use a low-profile policy. In other words, they're going to take the ICE coverage off the establishment media page, or at least try. There was a remark the other day, and I think Trump even said, well, why not? Maybe change the word ICE to nice. But Tom Holman and others were emphasizing, or Mark Wayne Mullen in this case, our new Homeland Security Secretary, this doesn't mean we're slowing down, not even a bit. In fact, just yesterday, we arrested 1,900 individuals. We have 60,000 currently being detained, going through the process of being deported. And last week, we deported almost 3,000. It is not lesser enforcement, it is smarter enforcement. And it also is because we have made it very clear, if you came into the country illegally, you have the right to deport yourself, and then maybe you can come back into the country legally. And some have been doing that, maybe an untold number. And of course, trying to hide in the shadows, but the left is always going to cry out anytime there's action on the street, look what ICE is doing. And the California leading candidate to be governor, Tom Steyer, as I let you hear in the first hour, you didn't listen the first hour. What a shame. You can always pull it up as a podcast. But he says, it is illegal for ICE to come in and take these illegals out of our... You're allowing them to be there. You admit they're illegal. No, they don't want to do that. They just want to call them immigrants. Now, again, I'm not for taking immigrants who have been living here in basic peace, not causing chaos and everything else, and shipping them out. I'm not in favor of that. But some might be swept up in some of these raids. And I do believe it's going to be smarter enforcement because the word has gotten around. But it is going to continue. And to that extent, the Trump administration now says it's going to fast-track training for new ICE recruits. More and more showing up, I want to be an ICE agent. So they're going to fast-track more of the training for them. It is not going away. Trump last night vanquished many establishment-leaning Hoosier Republicans that refused to back his move to redistrict that state. And even according to Politico, a leftist organization says this proves Trump still has a grip on the Republican Party. He's not going away. And the leftists certainly recognize it. I want to share something with you in closing. Chairman of our Joint Chiefs of Staff, Raising Cane, had praise for our troops, especially the 82nd Airborne.
I want to talk about the paratroopers of the United States Army 82nd Airborne Division. When the president or the secretary need immediate, scalable, and lethal combat power in CENTCOM or elsewhere, the All-American Division answers the call. The 82nd is the core of our nation's immediate response force and ready to deploy within hours of notice. These paratroopers are capable of accomplishing any mission in any environment, constantly training, constantly ready to jump from Air Force aircraft into ground combat and seize key terrain if ordered to do so, just like their predecessors did in Sicily and Normandy in World War II, or to secure or enable the follow-on forces to flow into theater as they did in Grenada or Panama. They can do the range of missions from counterinsurgency to counterterrorism operations to power projection, as they have many times over the course of the history of this great division. They can do all these things because they're incredibly well-trained, well-equipped, and well-led, but also because of the indomitable spirit of the all-American paratrooper.
He's referring specifically to the 82nd Airborne. You could apply all of his remarks as well to other divisions of our military, especially the Marines, right? Melania Trump today, along with President Trump, were honoring military moms at the White House. Those who have children, men or women, in service or have lost them in service. Taking time to honor the mothers of those troops. Never would have even been considered during the Biden administration. I'd mentioned earlier that Ted Turner, the bombastic TV pioneer, credited with creating the 24-hour news cycle, launching CNN, owning the Atlanta Braves and the Hawks, has passed away at age 87. You know what President Trump had to say about him? He called him one of the greats of all time, one of the great of broadcast history, and a friend of mine. He didn't diss on him like many thought Trump would. The Ted Turner story will be our story behind the story on Friday. Tomorrow, the story behind the story, the official surrender, unconditional surrender of Germany ending World War II. That's tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.